decision you can.
You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the influencer's formula, where you get a roadmap to instant authority and thought leadership with a podcast that you're proud of. This is the IBGR Network, and we're broadcasting episode 15. Today, we're talking about breadcrumbs are good food for your podcast. I'm Donna Cundy, and I am the co-founder here of the IBGR Network. I am a global radio authority and podcast expert, and I am the producer of almost 14,000 podcasts. It's incredible to think how many podcasts have gone through my ears, and now I'm sharing that wisdom with you, everything that I've learned.
You are multiplying ears and sounds. Thanks, Donna.
Yeah.
It's Ben Gioia, a three-time best-selling international author. If we haven't met before, my teachings have reached more than 50,000 people worldwide, and that is all thanks to Leverage, which is what you are going to be continuing to learn and discover and practice throughout this series, right? Because we're here to help you get your podcast done 13 minutes at a time in just 13 weeks to give you 52 weeks of content. Wow. And so many more things. So remember, you can easily follow the plan step-by-step at influencersformula.com. And if you want direct live support from Donna and myself, visit us at ibgr.info. Once again, that's ibgr.info. And so excited for you to be here today.
Yes, 100%. Glad to have you here today. And so as we are jumping into this one, it is about connecting the dots and collecting the dots. And did you do that quote already?
Thank you. No, I didn't, because with the magical tech and live broadcasting, I had a tiny tech error.
Okay. Me too, because my recording was at 36 minutes of looking at how much our 13 minutes was going to, but I'll take us into this one. So you can reach us at ibgr.info. It is live. If you missed that episode, go back and listen to it, because there are different types of podcasting. There's the produced recorded type, where you're going to edit out all of these little things that you hear us laughing about. And then we choose to do the live podcasting because we just really want to connect with you. As we go into this episode, we're talking about the breadcrumbs, which there's a great quote from Amanda Palmer that you were saying, Ben, was actually part of the inauguration. Yeah.
Well, she spoke at the inauguration. I don't know if she dropped the quote, but she dropped some amazing poetry. And I absolutely loved, you know, when to find this from her, right? Because what's such a powerful, you know, young person, young woman, not that young, you know, who really just is such a powerful example for many people in the world today. And she talks about collecting the dots, right? Yeah. Connecting them and then sharing the connections with those around you. This is how a creative human works, collecting, connecting, and sharing. That's Amanda Palmer. And welcome to the show. And we're so glad you're here, because it's all about becoming a person worth listening to, right? There's our season message, right? By connecting the dots and laying out the breadcrumbs, right? Breadcrumbs are good food for your podcast, right, Donna?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good food, because it gives continuity. You're telling people that there's transformation over 13 weeks, 52 episodes. And so there's this idea that when a person is learning, they have to hear things. At one point they said seven times. I think now, because of COVID, we have to do a lot more times that we have to hear things because of our attention span.
Like vaccines work. Oh, sorry. Please continue.
Oh. So when your podcast roadmap that includes your breadcrumbs, your listeners are going to be on the edge of their seats waiting for the next episode, and they will tell others about you. And there is going to be a template that we'll give you for doing a visual of your roadmap. Right now, we're just telling you to write it out on a Google Doc, but your roadmap should be something that they can put on their fridge. We had to put on your fridge message for you to do your framework but the roadmap will be something that you'll, we have a whole package for everyone. This really is out of the box, but use the roadmap, include the breadcrumbs now, go back and rewrite whatever you have to rewrite so that you're including all of these little nuggets. Be sure to subscribe to the show at influencersformula.com because each show, probably you want to listen to more than one time, I'm thinking, but you definitely want to hear each one once, if not more than one time. And then we're always available for you at ibgr.info if you have further questions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And sometimes you might hear us talking about this and you might think, oh, this is, you know, so rigorous and, you know, I really struggle with rigor and I'm hard with lists and I'm such a creative person. And I get it. Like Donna and me both are as well. Right. So just think of your roadmap as you're doing this stuff, right? The things you're doing, this is a living document for you, right? Keep updating it as you're weaving this story of transformation. What's a story of transformation? It's how you help people, right? So it's what you're doing in those 13 minutes, you know, being that mentor bit by bit by bit. And remember that, you know, just like Amanda has shared with us, Amanda Palmer, right? Consistency is key. Every episode stands alone, like we've said before several times. Keep remembering this, keep going back to season 11, episode 13, every time you do a podcast, right? Mm-hmm. Every episode stands alone with a singular, powerful, transformational message in that episode, right? And you have to tie each episode together because you want to keep the big picture clear for the listeners. You know, you want to help them understand where that touchstone is, why they're doing it, what they're doing next, what to expect, right? And that they actually can do it for themselves.
100%. You're opening and closing all the loops. You're bringing a person along with you. You're sharing your experience in a way that, how do you eat an elephant? The little bites at a time. That's what this is all about. It's getting that elephant.
Yeah, that's such a tricky analogy for me as a vegetarian, so, but please continue.
It's a plant-based elephant.
It's a bamboo elephant.
Yeah.
A lot of fiber.
Okay. How do you take the journey of 1,000 miles? It's taking that first step and then continuing to take steps afterwards. How's that?
Exactly. Yeah. I like that a lot. And Don, I appreciate what you said about opening and closing loops. It's really, really important. It's something that I teach to my authors, right? And you can use this in a book, in a podcast, in a presentation, right? Is, you know, if you're going to tell somebody something, before you tell them you're going to tell them, tell them you're going to tell them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a little bit later in the show or, you know, in chapter 7, you're going to discover A, B, and C, right? So you're not giving away the answer when you kind of give them the preview, right? But you're talking about the benefit. You know, stay tuned to learn how to make the best gluten-free chocolate chip cookies ever, right? But you're not giving them the recipe right at that moment. You're saving that for later, right? So you're opening the loop of the chocolate chip cookies, and then you're closing it when you actually deliver the goods, aka the transformation, later in the show.
We've been doing that when we talk about leverage. Every time you hear the word leverage come out of our mouth, you should sit a little taller and go, ding, 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 ding. That's a word, because that's coming. That's coming, right? It's not that we want to hold things back from you and keep things a secret. No, that's not what it's about. No. But we can't give too much at one time or it'll get overwhelming.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're building a foundation upon a foundation upon a foundation through this journey, through this podcast, right? And all of it works so much better. All of it makes so much more sense. All of the messaging is much more consistent, right? All of the inside of your brain is much more calm and joyous, right? And peaceful and de-stressed.
Ben joyous.
when you build foundation upon foundation.
Yeah.
Gosh darn it.
Sorry. So getting a little giddy here this morning. I'm not sure how much time we have left.
I think we're about 3 minutes.
Oh, okay. We have plenty of time to dive into this one then. The breadcrumbs are good food for your podcast. It really is. You can't, I don't think, Ben, I don't think you can do breadcrumbs if you haven't done the roadmap. And then I don't think you can really drop breadcrumbs for somebody to follow, like the Hansel and Gretel thing. Well, maybe that's not a good analogy, that didn't end well, but the breadcrumbs that someone could follow, it is in those two messages. So go back and listen to the last episode if you haven't heard that one yet, about the two messages in every podcast, every time that comes out of your mouth, because that's really where the breadcrumbs lie. It's in the wording that you're choosing, because your podcast now is getting its own persona. Just like you are getting your own persona, you're becoming that person worth following, you're becoming that influencer. So these little breadcrumbs as they come along the way, it's what we're talking about are words. They're words that you're going to be using.
They are words. We like words. I love words. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of words.
Words are everything. They really are.
Yeah. And Don, I appreciate that you're saying that as well, because sometimes people are like, well, you know, am I just telling people what happened last week? And it's like, well, yes, you're doing that, but you're also giving the context of what's happening today and what's going to happen tomorrow, right? So yesterday we made the dough, today we make the sauce, right? Tomorrow we grate the cheese, you know, the fourth day we bake the pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
I mean, that's, you know, oversimplified, but that's all we're doing here. And if you're ever stuck, you know, of how do I connect dots to the past? I mean, obviously, right, this is what happened. You can tell people what happened previously, but use phrases that connect the dots. Use breadcrumb phrases like, what this means to you is dot, 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 yes. Right? Here's why this is important, dot, dot, dot. Here's why you want to go back and make sure you clarified your two main messages, right? Give people, connect the dots for people, because most people are so busy much of the time that if you give them the helping hand of saying, this is how to think about this, then you're really serving them in a big way.
Yeah. So let's wrap this one up. We want you to take action, take out your roadmap, update key concepts, teachings, and titles from previous episodes, so you and your audience understand the big picture. Thanks to the wonderful, smaller, consistent details. Make sure to subscribe to the show along the way, influencersformula.com. Reach out to us if you want some direct support. We want to be your mentor, and you can do that at ibgr.info. This is episode 15, Breadcrumbs Are Good Food for Your Podcast, on the IBGR Network with Donna and Ben. We're going to wrap it up now. We got one more coming up after our short break. Don't go anywhere.
See you soon.